That is Cool and the Motherfucking Gang, who just faded out on us. Just did a nice fade. It is Bennington. I'm Ron Bennington. There's Gail Bennington.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
That could be like our new catchphrase.
Yeah. Hello.
Just hello. 866-766-0339. Call us if you just want to say hello. There's Joey Jojo. Joey Jojo.
Hello.
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 Hello. And we have Stanley in the house.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I feel like I'm being teased.
Well, it's not so much you being teased, but we just got to really hammer your catchphrase. You know, if we want to get hello to take off.
That's my thing. I always say hello. Yeah. Everyone. Hello.
Well, it got rid of my old one, which was ahoy. But when we did that, it was pirate radio. It was all pirate radio at the time.
Ahoy is probably better.
Actually,
than
I did know there was this Key West station that was on. We were on in the mornings and they were on in the afternoon, and it used to, their opening thing sound like a boat was pulling up and there was like a bell going off and it was like, oh, we're going to be catching rock or whatever. They were just into this seafaring way. And
it's hard to keep up with that bit, though.
Yeah, it is
really exhausting.
Right.
Uh-oh, man overboard.
But you know what? Yeah. You know what's easy to work? Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's the show that sounds like it's fallen into a pit and is just seeing if anyone can help us.
It's a very friendly catchphrase.
I got to figure out. Stanley and I just had words about the stupid app. Mm-hmm. And I got to take Stanley off of that. I don't know who to put onto it. I put Joe on the deal the other day, and he never did get a hold of the guy.
I emailed him again this morning. Still no response.
I talked to him last night, so he's probably done with you.
Oh, no.
But I would put you on the app. But, you know, my thing with the listeners, like when I started here, there wasn't an app anyway. I don't understand why anyone ever needs an app.
Right.
Just listen to the show. But apparently, everyone only listens to shows now after they happen. So they need their app. Our app doesn't, you know, whatever. We got to get to the bottom of it.
Once you establish a new technology, you can't take it away from
people. You can't take it back. I'm happy enough with an old-fashioned landline phone, you know? I go out, you know, I use an outhouse if I have to drop heat. You know, I'm happy with it. That's the way I came into this. Dan in Texas. Dan.
Hello!
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 Oh, now it's the Seinfeld hello.
La, la, la.
Yeah, that's what we've... Seinfeld, there's a piece up on the iBank today. I guess Seinfeld did the Seth Meyers show last night. And Seinfeld has had it with the PC people out there. And he did a bit where he could tell the people didn't like it because he used the word gay French king. And he's not putting up with the PC thing. I would always say to Jerry, what about the last 35 years of your career where it seemed like you PC'd yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty shocked having this come from Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Who's pretty much the most PC comedian going. I mean, I thought that was his thing.
I don't like people who cuss.
Yeah. What is he not able to say?
Ballsack. I've always wanted to say ballsack, Kramer. So he's, he's mad at these college kids and their PC thing. It just gets worse every day. And he wants to be really go out there and push the envelope the way he's done all these years.
Maybe the joke just didn't go over.
I don't know, but he's had it. I guess that's the, when you are a mainstream comedian, you wait until the other comedians say that something's there, and then you're like, I'm with you. We need to be out there and push the edge.
There's a lot of